Hi, this is Chris Rocket from PromoteYourMusic.net with another Music Marketing Secrets podcast. And in this episode, we're going to talk about how to make a band mailing list work like digital telepathy. And basically, digital telepathy is just a phrase I made up or stole from somewhere. And you'll see what it means at the end of this podcast. So we're going to talk about kind of emails you can send to your fans so that you build a relationship with them, and then ultimately you start to make some income from your list as well, which is obviously part of what you want to do if you want to become a professional. So the first email I'm going to talk to you about is the hard sell, and it kind of sounds aggressive and like, you know, people are going to hate you, but really all hard sell means is that the whole like purpose of this email is to tell them that something's available for download, or that, you know, your album's out. So you could say something like, you know, we've been really working on this hard, and we're giving our fans on the list the first listen to this, and you can go and download it here if you want to. But, you know, the golden rule is never be pushy. You want to kind of be like always sort of doing you a bit of a favor by letting you in early or whatever, and kind of put that point across there. The second email is called a soft sell, and this is where you might combine some information about the band, and then also something relevant that they can buy as well. So you might say, oh, you know, we played the show the other night, and you can get the DVD here, or we played a new song at a show that's going to be on the album, and you can get the album here. And it's good to have soft sells in there, because it means like every time you're trying to sell your stuff, you're not hammering your list and, you know, trying to hard sell them the whole time. And then the third email we want to look at is the content email, which is the email that goes out to your fans the most. And in this, you want to try and think of Santa Claus. You want to think, like, what can I give my fans that every time I show up, they're really happy to see me? And the point is that, you know, no one's ever, like, pissed off to see Santa, because he always turns up and gives us good free toys and stuff like that. The main thing is with these, you want to mix it up in a certain way. You want to send out all your hard sells, soft sells, and content in a certain time frame. I would personally suggest that you send a hard sell and a soft sell first, because